Mr. Kazem Jalali, on February 25th, 2007, the London Telegraph reported that the United States is secretly funding different militant separate groups in Iran, Jundullah being one of them, in which it stated that one of the purposes and aims of the United States through this type of terrorist activity and funding and sponsorship was to pile pressure on Iran to give up its nuclear program. Now, this is one of the objectives by the United States. Will this now affect the way the United States is viewed by Iranian officials, given that this is just one example of America's support for a terrorist group, in this case being Jundullah?
Well, look, Americans have supported terrorist groups at a wider scale. It does not restrict only to this terrorist group. If you look at the very outset of the Islamic Revolution victory, the Mujahideen have the MK organization that Mr. Salamin Amin just referred to. They were backed by the West, by Americans, and recently you saw that despite the fact that there is evidence, and it's quite evident that they are a terrorist group, yet Europeans have delisted them from that list of terrorist groups. That's why the phenomenon of terrorism, they use this as an element of, let's call it, to affect and as lever in various areas. Well, part of it goes back to the pressuring the Iran on the nuclear story, and the other can be that to show Iran as an inefficient system, to show that Iran is not able to provide security for its own citizens, and partly it's because they want to make a division between Shiites and Sunnis by saying that some of these terrorist groups are Sunnis. They want to create a rift between Shiites and Sunnis. And another part of their objective is to, for instance, to say that Iran, there is this plan on dismembering Iran. They were pursuing this. What they had whispered into the ears of this young man, that you can be the leader of a free Baluchistan inside Iran. Well, those hollow and valueless promises that they try to actually deceive such a naive person who was also trying to seek power. He really came to believe that he could be put in such a situation. They used all these as a tool. Americans used them as tools. And regarding Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they also use them as tools. It's clear to everyone that the terrorists current inside Afghanistan and what is actually mentioned as Taliban in Afghanistan, they are created by big powers, by Americans themselves. And today, it goes without saying, of course, in the future, this will be even further clarified. The design is, together with Americans, they actually benefited as tools from the phenomenon of terrorism and terrorist operations. This is not the end of the story. They still want to take advantage of this phenomenon of terrorism. They use them as a lever, as a tool inside our region, and they want to create rifts and increase them in our region.
Okay, thank you so much. We do congratulate you. That was Mr. Kazem Jalali, Iranian MP, who was speaking there on the phone. Many thanks also in the studio, Abbas Salimi Namim, Director of Center for Study and Compilation of Iranian History, and of course from Beirut, Dr. Franklin Lam, international lawyer. Gentlemen, thank you all for joining us on this Press TV News analysis. Brings us to an end. Of course, you can catch the repeats on Press TV Global News on YouTube. But from Mika Batahbai, it's goodbye for now.